We've bundled together the best bits of Lisa and Pete for this podcast. Bundle your health, car and home cover with HBF and start saving today.
He's got a brand new book out. It's called Before It Breaks, Lease. His name is Dave Warner, and we are stoked to have him on Lisa and Pete. Hello, mate.
How are you doing, guys?
Very well, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, excellent.
For all those people going, Dave Warner, is it that Dave Warner? Yes, it is that Dave Warner from the suburbs.
Yes, not the cricketer, although, I aspire to be a decent cricketer.
Dave, when you were Dave Warner from the suburbs and writing albums, did songwriting give you that first inkling of wanting to write fictional novels, or had it always been in you?
Yeah, no, I think I always wanted to write novels, but when you're 17 or 18, I mean, that's kind of out of the question, and the practical thing to do is to get in a garage with your mates and bash out a few tunes. So that was the career path, and, I'm still playing music and still enjoying that, but yeah, I always wanted to write books, and I enjoy it a lot.
When you were bashing out songs with your mates, did you ever at any point think to yourself, okay, this isn't going to be the be-all and end-all for me?
I guess in the late 70s, when you're touring constantly and you're in the charts, you really don't have time to focus on anything much else. It's hard enough to get time to write the next song, let alone think about writing a book. Around about the early 80s, I did seriously think about doing other things and started to write other stuff, get into plays and doing some comedy with the late Johnny Leppard, my guitarist, and kind of creative things that I enjoyed besides playing rock and roll.
Your first novel was City of Light. It won the West Australian Premier's Award for Fiction. And in fact, for people wanting to start at the beginning with your books, an e-book of that is being released right now, isn't it?
The e-book's coming out to coincide with the Before It Breaks ebook, so fingers crossed that's available for people.
Are there any recurring characters in your books, Dave?
Oh, not in these two, although funny you should mention that, because I did start on Before It Breaks. I was thinking of bringing back my detective hero from City of Light, Snowy Lane. But when I started on the plot and the story, it just didn't quite work for Snowy, so I created a new character, Detective Daniel Clement. But even today, sitting down with the pen and paper trying to figure out how I can put the two of them into maybe a follow-up book.
Oh, and I love that you use pen and paper too.
Oh, it's much better, yeah. Computer, you can't put the emphasis or draw those circular lines,
Or screw it up and throw it over your shoulder.
Dave, do you just sort of sit in front of a computer and bang something out? Or do you have like a whiteboard with lines and brainstorming and then you sit down and you work this story out?
It's a bit of a combination. The inception of a book, you're just trying to wrestle with the big ideas of the book and who the characters might be. And then you work things through and go, oh, maybe that could work better there, or I'd need a different character here or something. That's how I work anyway. There's no one rule fits all, I've found.
So, Dave, you're coming to town to launch the book and I believe do some singing as well?
It's a really special gig, this one, because we're at the Charles Hotel on Saturday evening. I launched the book in the morning down at the Orient, but I've got a number of the original guys from Dave Warner's from the suburbs.
Great.
Yes, I've got the John Dennison, the original keyboard player, Howie Johnson, who was in one of the first recording drummer, and Hayden Pickersgill, the bass player, and Tony Durant, who was in the first recording band, plus the guys who've been playing with me over the last couple of years. And I've even got Dick Haynes from Loaded Dice, for those who remember. He's joining me. I had Perth's, well, probably Australia's first punk band, Puss.
Yeah, Puss.
And
I know.
And I'm doing a
psychology major, no less.
Well, I'm doing a set of Puss songs, and Dick's joining me for that. So I think it's 40 years since Puss graced the stage.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave Warner, thanks a lot for chatting to us on Lisa and Pete.
Yeah, thank you.
See ya.
See ya.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Hey, mate.
Hello.
Hello.
Look, I'm about to talk about a writer that you might not have heard of before. I think he's one of the most underrated writers working at the moment, and his name's Alex Garland. And he might not be a name you recognise, but he has written some great movies that have mildly terrified me, to be honest. He wrote 28 Days Later, which made me very scared of running zombies. He wrote the movie Sunshine, which made me very scared of the sun exploding. And he wrote The Beach, which made me very scared of getting dermatitis from the sand. But now he's not only written this latest movie, but he's also making his directorial debut with the thriller Ex Machina. Now, in this, Domhnall Gleeson plays a programmer who wins a competition to spend a weekend with the CEO of his company, played by Oscar Isaac, who is a brilliant yet reclusive man who's been experimenting on artificial intelligence. So when Gleeson arrives, he discovers that his boss has created a beautiful AI called Ava, who might be more sophisticated and deceptive than both men could imagine. Have a listen to this. Strap yourselves in. I'm probably going to talk this up too much.
Hello. Hi.
I've never met anyone new before. Have you?
None like you. She's incredible.
The challenge is to show you that she's a robot and then see if you still feel she has consciousness.
Talk it up away, mate. I've been looking forward to this movie.
Oh, this is just great. It's a movie that is motivated by story and not whiz-bang special effects. There's special effects in this, but they're subtle. Sometimes I sit in movie theaters watching movies that have so many special effects, and it sometimes feels a little bit like you're watching your best friend play a video game that they're really good at. But the main thing here is the story and the special effects really complement each other. Oscar Isaacs is fast becoming one of my favorite actors. Lisa, you would remember I was raving about him in the Australian movie Balibo.
Yeah.
And since then, he's made Inside Llewyn Davis, The Most Violent Year. He is reminding me more and more of a young Al Pacino, the pre-hoo-ha Pacino, yeah. the good Pacino.
And a lot of my little friend Pacino.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
And the thing that about Oscar Isaac is he's going to be in a little movie that's coming out at the end of the year called Star Wars. So this is a good time to get on the Oscar Isaac bandwagon. So when everyone says, oh my God, who's this guy, you go, yeah, I've been following him for ages. I didn't know Domhnall Gleeson that well, but he is the perfect foil to Isaacs as the winner of the competition. As the story unravels, you learn new levels to his character. The star of the movie, though, is Swedish actress Alicia Vikander, who plays the artificial intelligence Ava. From the way she moves to the way she delivers each line, you can easily be caught up in the whole debate of whether she is a real person or not. And this is smart, it's compelling, there's more talk than there is action, but it keeps you on your toes as you try to attempt to work out the twists and turns, who's telling the truth, who's really playing who. There's also some funny moments, but I think the sign of a great movie is that you think about it a lot when you leave the cinema, then the next day you realise you're still thinking about it, and then you start to squeeze it into a conversation a few days later that has nothing to do with anything. I just thought this was fantastic. It's probably, for me, the best film I've seen this year. I'm giving Ex Machina 4.5. Watch out for the clever fembots out of 5.
Well, all I can say, Lise, is it's about bloody time. And I hold barred stand-up of pop culture, politics, sport, music and media. Aussie filmed in front of a live studio audience. It's called Open Slather. And one of the stars joins us now, Stephen Curry. Hello.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Look, how are we? I'm so excited. I'm bouncing up and down a little bit in my seat.
You look excited.
Yeah, let me just run through a few names. Michael Beach, Jane Turner, Marg Downey, Gina Riley, Magda Zabanski, Glenn Robbins, Stephen Curry, Shane Jacobson, Australia's greatest ever comedians, all back together in a show taking the Mickey.
Mickey. Yeah, well done. Well done. You backed out of that other word there.
Yeah.
Good. Look, it's fantastic. It's such an exciting thing. We've also got kind of all these older performers.
Yes.
Which I'm suddenly being considered one of, which cracks me up.
Oh, no. You're one of the younger generation.
Well, the younger, there is sort of also, there are 12 of these up and coming future superstars in the show. For some reason, I'm suddenly being corralled into the older bunch, and I kind of don't have the heart to tell anyone. I was in year 7 when Fast Forward was on.
Let me guess one of these up-and-comers, because I've just watched the little sneak peek, yep. And I am so excited to see, because one of my favourite people on television these days is a girl in an ad, really quirky girl in an online insurance ad. You know, the first ad, she was doing whale noises. She's the one that isn't fazed by unicorns. Who is she?
Right.
She's fabulous.
Holly Austin. She can do that really big stuff, but her character work is incredible. We've got guys like Dave Eastgate, who's been knocking around a fair bit in comedy for the last few years. You'd recognise Emily Tahini, who's just come straight off Mad as Hell with Sean McAuliffe. There's a young girl called Demi Lardner. She can play a 20-year-old girl, which she is, and she can also play a 12-year-old boy. And I'm not talking like a 12-year-old boy with some freckles and, like, you know, playing up a boy. She has got this range on her that you would not believe.
You were with Robbins and Veitch fast forward years and years ago. It's how you first got your start.
Yeah, I was an extra.
Right. Were you really?
Yeah, in Fast Forward in 1989, I think it was.
Yeah.
And there is footage on the internet of it. And I've managed to overact in about 5 frames of being in this thing. I don't talk, but I got ripped to pieces at school the next day because everyone kind of came up and said, how did you manage to do that? You overacted in a scene where you weren't even in it.
I always thought the incredible thing about Fast Forward is the cast were all excellent comedians, but they were also proper actors.
Incredible actors.
And that's what made it so funny.
Honestly, it's such a big thing. Comedy, you know, I mean, everyone's got a theory about it and all that sort of stuff. You've got to have a heart to it, you know, and if it doesn't have a heart, it's kind of nothing. Wait till you see, by the way, Magda Zabanski playing Clive Palmer. It is something to behold. And Glennie and Gina and Jane and Marg and Michael and Shane, they all manage to do this thing where they can be absolutely laugh out loud, belly laugh funny, but they are coming from a place of truth. And for me, that's the stuff that actually stays in your mind. That's why so many of these characters from Fast Forward have lasted the test of time, and you watch them now and they are as funny now as they ever were. But look, it really is a go at pop culture. There are also characters such as Red Foo, Will.i.am, and we really hope that people enjoy it.
Well, I think how could they not?
Absolutely.
Premieres Sunday on the Comedy Channel, 5:30 our time.
Good on you, mate. Thank you so much for taking the time out, eh?
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks very much.
You can listen to Lisa and Pete while you travel or at home, and you can bundle your health, home and car cover with HBF. Start saving today.